VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Russia and Turkey have agreed to create a demilitarized zone in Syria's Idlib region to separate Syrian government forces from rebel fighters. Russian President Vladimir Putin made the announcement Monday after a lengthy meeting in Sochi with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Putin said the planned zone would be 15 to 20 kilometers deep and patrolled by Turkish and Russian soldiers. He said the zone is to be established by October 15th. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, on Monday accused Russia of cheating on international sanctions against North Korea.
The final fully verified denuclearization of North Korea is the international community's overriding objective. The evidence no longer allows us to take Russia's word that it shares this objective.
Haley, speaking before the Security Council, she said Russia has allowed its ships to transfer petroleum products to North Korean tankers on the high sea. She said the U.S. has tracked at least 148 instances of such transfers since January. Also during Monday's meeting, the U.N.'s political chief, Rosemary DiCarlo, said there continue to be signs that North Korea is maintaining and developing its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. A huge storm that pushed into southern China on Sunday after lashing the Philippines has caused the deaths of 69 people across the region. Dozens of people are believed to have been buried in landslides in the Philippines, and more than 2.4 million people fled areas of southern China's Guangdong province. A Trump administration trade negotiator said Monday the U.S. is ready to negotiate a trade deal with China whenever Beijing is prepared for serious talks. This is VOA News. The leaders of North